The purpose of their May 24th work session was for the county commissioners to agree to support or not support proceeding with planning for a new community center. At least that's how Commissioner Sue Hakes framed the issue. Hakes chairs the Community Center Steering Committee, and she wanted the board to give the committee direction on where to go next as they approach the next level of design.
The steering committee specifically, as well as the technical team, need direction on where we're going from here. And when the steering committee was formed last summer in 2010, their marching orders, if you will, were to design a building between $8 and $12 million that included both indoor and outdoor recreation, and they have done that. And it has been proposed to the county board, and it has been proposed to the public. And so now, what the steering committee would like to know is that design okay? Or if not, what do you want us to, what changes or what are our new marching orders, if you will? And I think that at this meeting we should be able to answer those key questions, and I'm really hopeful that that's what we can do here, as I mentioned before the break. I think it's really important to understand that this board has been spending money on this project since 2008, and we need to really get behind this project and make it, you know, decide the direction that it's going to go, if it needs to change, if it's perfect the way it is, if it's too expensive, too big, too small. We need to hear that today, and the steering committee is looking for very clear direction.
Commissioners Bruce Martinson and Janice Hall had numerous questions about the size and scope of the project, as well as ongoing maintenance and operating costs. Chair Jim Johnson agreed, but he said he was in full support of the project and the ability of the steering committee to keep costs in check. Martinson thought the project was bigger than originally planned. Hall thought the project was not what the public thought it would be when they passed the 1% sales tax referendum.
I see a whole different change in people since we've come up with, rolled out exactly where we're going with the cost and the maintenance and how we have to reconstruct things and everything. You know, they voted for the 1% thinking, you know, we're going to put in a community building. But now that they're looking at things and the cost of things and the magnitude of it, I think we've got quite a bit of people have changed their mind. I don't think they're saying no. They're just saying they don't, as public and, you know, the county, and they're just saying we can't absorb the cost.
Tim Mayer of Mayer Group Architects pointed out that a better built and energy efficient project may cost more upfront, but the payback and operating and maintenance costs would be far less. The upfront funds would come from the 1% tax. Future maintenance funds cannot come from the sales tax. Chairman Johnson.
If the extra money we put in gives us a long-term value in maintenance later on, I mean, that's a no-brainer. If you can put on a roof that's really good and it's going to last 50 years versus one that's going to last 10, what good is it to cheapen the roof?
Commissioners appeared to be wary of the project. However, they agreed with Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers that because the public voted for the tax, the items listed in the referendum must be addressed with a good faith effort. They also agreed that the financial participation of the City of Grand Marais is necessary. Johnson.
I think this is one area where it's absolutely critical that we work with the city, because in order for this pool that we're going to build to function, the city one has to go away.
At one point in the 3.5-hour discussion, commissioners suggested it was up to the steering committee to bring them ideas of where to prioritize functions of the facility. A number of steering committee members strongly disagreed. They argued they had come up with a plan based on needs and use. They said it was up to the board to give them direction on where to cut or change in order to meet cost goals. Last Friday, the steering committee decided to take the senior center space off the table, since the center has development plans of its own. The space designated for seniors will now be used for a general purpose room, reducing the size of the building from 45,000 to 40,000 square feet. There was general opposition to moving the recently renovated tennis courts. Tennis club representative Rod Wannabe wasn't complaining because new courts would be of a higher quality than the existing ones. He basically told the board to fish or cut bait.
It seems to me that you've spent a lot of time and energy putting things together, trying to figure this out. You've looked at that site and this and this and this and this. I think the county commissioners have to make some decisions. I mean, what do you keep putting things off to gather what? How much more information do you need?
Hakes summed up what she understood the commissioners agreed they wanted to see in the next phase of planning.
How about this? We give the message that the county board is in favor of moving forward on a community center. It is contingent on the city participating. It is contingent on the steering committee reviewing the location to determine the least disruptive location to existing amenities, that they hear the message that a pool is important, that they hear the message that the target cost for operating and maintenance cannot exceed what we're expending now, that gap has to be zero, and that they do their best to build the building. Right now it's at $11 million, just under it, for $10 million plus FF&E.
The commissioners decided to proceed by consensus. Commissioner Fritz Sabania was out of the room attending a bid letting for the library project. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.